Thank you so much. Monica Miller there with the 7 a.m. bulletin. You missed any tidbits of that. We'll get it on for you at 9. And we also humbly thank you for your patience, too. We were a little bit late getting that on the air here. Had to run a couple edits on this side. But if you want to hear it again in its entirety, it'll re-air at 8 o'clock on our sister station, V103. So here in about 30 minutes. And then at 9 again here on 93KHJ. So we just had a phone-in interview with Deputy Commissioner Terry Latulli talking with us about some enforcement items that DPS will be enacting over the next couple of weeks, like 54-inch vehicles will no longer be permitted. If your vehicle exceeds 54 inches from the lower part of your headlight to the ground, then you will be cited and warned for that. And there is also the license plates. If your license plate is faded or needs to be replaced. I mean, you know what an old license plate looks like, where it's not visible for the officers that are on the road. Then they are saying that you can take it into OMV and get a new license plate free of charge, provided you didn't paint over it or anything like that. But that's probably most of you didn't do that. In the event that you did, it's $30. So we'll be posting that in the form of a podcast, and I'm sure Monica will also feature that in future bulletins. In the meantime, we take it on out now to Stanley Yapopo and his daughter, Filomena Leomisa, and this is a father-daughter running team that is getting ready for the Pacific Mini Games that will be happening in the Northern Mariana Islands on June 17th. Stanley and Filomena, good morning.
Good morning, and talofa lava.
Talofa manuale.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. And so tell us about the event that you will be competing in and how that works as a father-daughter combo. That sounds exciting.
We'll be competing in the 100 and 200 meter events.
Yeah, well, both of us are running the 100, 200 meters events, and that will take place in Northern Mariana Islands, the island of Saipan, on June 17th.
To the 25th.
Okay. And is that normal, or is this a special kind of circumstance where a father and his daughter compete in the same event together?
Yeah, I think this is, I wouldn't want to say that this is the first time ever, but it is the first time for out of the, you know, for the islands and also representing our people and our island, America Samoa. It started out with just focusing on our Filomena Leonisa, just, you know, running for the schools and also coming up and coming. So because myself also was always running in the past, representing the 100, 200 meter sprint as well. And but it seems like it kind of fall into place. She's running, representing the females. And then I guess I'll just try to do my best and represent the males on this side. So it kind of worked out that way.
Yes.
Filomena, what school did you graduate from?
I actually still am in high school. I just turned 16 years old. I'm a sophomore right now.
I see. And what school is that?
I go to Cagman High School. This is from Saipan.
Okay. So you live in Saipan?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But you're...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Explain that.
Oh, so I'm in the United States Air Force. I'm stationed out in Anderson Air Force Base on Guam. I was recently moved there, like changed station. I belong to SOCOM, SOCPAC, in Indo-PACOM in Honolulu, Hawaii. So I'm at J4 for the United States Air Force. And so now I'm stationed in a reservist out in Anderson Air Force Base, Guam. And so we reside in the Northern Mariana Islands. But I'm from here.
Okay.
I'm from here, from American Samoa.
And you guys are on island doing this phone call in American Samoa right now, right? Because
yes,
just called you on an Azteca number.
We're on island.
Okay. Where do you guys train here locally as you're getting ready for this event that's coming up in about 6 weeks?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, we'd like to give thanks to American Samoa National Olympic Committee Ed Imo Tuiaana and the committee out there. We're currently staying with the Tofa Tulafale Baitoa Lankiuri, our family here in Pangpango. So that's where we're at right now. with our Lankildi family. We're training pretty much in Utule, at the what you got, Suififiloi housing, Samoan houses there. We train at the Malayo Talu field in front of the Fono, and also at Samoana track and field. So we use a portion of their field as well. So that's where we're doing our training.
I see. And it's 100 and 200 meters, so that's about like a football field and a half or so. Is that, I'm you know, we do yards over here and feet,
yeah.
not meters.
I think so, or a little bit longer. I'm not quite sure. I'm not a mathematician on that aspect, but I think we could run it in like, you know, just straight away.
And these are two different events. You say 100 meter and 200 meters, so you'll be doing two different races for each one?
Yes. Yes, we will be.
Correct. So the 100 is the straightaway, and the 100 and the 200 meters is a half of the track and field, which you run the other half of the oval track.
I see. Okay. Is the one at Vet Stadium, is that are their numbers matching up with is half a track 200 meters that we have?
Yes, it's the same one. So currently we're not using the, like the same as the stadium.
Uh-huh.
That's the full, that's the whole is 400 meters complete for the whole field. Unfortunately, we're not using that because it's unsafe and it's concrete right now. It's not a track. So you'll be slipping, sliding and falling on that track. So that's why we try to improvise and use as much as we can by utilizing those nice flat surfaces in Utule, or also at the by doing our drills, or you know, sprint drills, explosives, and at the same time we're also utilizing the gym. So we do a lot of plyometrics and calisthenics but we do these exercises and lifting at the Sawiya gym. So thanks to Peter Reed and Salah McMoore for that.
Okay. And how old are you, Stanley, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you know, I've been here, you know, this is my home. I'm straight to the point. I'm turning 50 this year. I turned 50 in November 13th, so I'm 49.
And you've been running your whole life, huh?
Oh, I've been running, you know, growing up here in our homes. You know, people ask me, when did you start running? When did you start training? You know, start training strategically and tactfully was in track and field per se. That was like later in my since Marist High School. So I graduated from Marist High, and I started track back in the day with growing up and in high school competitively. But you know, growing up in a Samoan lifestyle, you know, the Fa Samoa way is, you know, we kuli faife out, right? You know, this and that, do all the fe'aus go and you know, mamanga, fai fe'au, those are the things. And so we run. I grew up running.
Okay, run here, run there. So you got...
Absolutely.
Lot of endurance from all those chores, huh?
Yeah, and running away from the salu and, you know, lela sasa. You just got to run away from your grandma, from my grandma and, you know, my mom. So, you know, that's how it was intrinsic. And it's innate. It's embedded in us. We grew up in that way. And that's how we were raised, was fight for our kaukua le'ainga ma kausi, you know, kausi the parents and the grandparents. And that's how we were raised.
We got plenty of dogs to run away from, too, here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well... So what happens next then? When do you guys travel out of here?
So we've been here almost a little over 3 weeks now. We're flying out to next week. Next week, Thursday, we're heading back, going to Hawaii, get some training in Hawaii. And then on our way to Guam, Fimena Leonisa will be running a championship race there, competing on Guam. And then we head to Saipan and complete more training of our... And then preparing for also Australia, because the Oceania Championship in Australia And that is also, would like to thank, Deanna, the Track and Field Federation here, Deanna Fulmono, for all the support.
I hear that Usain Bolt, is that his event too, the 100, 200 meter?
Correct. That's we're nowhere near that caliber.
I don't think anyone is.
Yeah, he is. He's the legend. He's the king. And so, you know, but what we do is, you know, we do the best we can, which is trying to inspire our people and represent our people to the best of our ability and the best that we could. With the lights that and what's the pandemic that's going on, you know, I'm still 21 years in the military. I'm still serving as a reservist. And so right now, and but we also I also work full time Femela Nisa go to school full time. And we all have to put everything together and try to come together and work hard, you know, and that's a representation of our people and our families. And so forth. So,
hey, Sia just pointed something out too. You were the original Mr. American Samoa, is that right?
Correct. Yes, I was. I've been walking this the land since the 70s and the 80s. I was the first bodybuilder, Mr. American Samoa bodybuilder champion back in the 90s, early 90s, John. And I have been for the last. For like 3 years, I won the title twice, and before I went off to go to college to pursue, and that's all. That's what I've been doing.
Wow, that is that's incredible. It sounds like you've kept in shape too. I mean, if you're about to turn 50 and you're running a 100 and 200 meter event, you got to be in pretty tip top shape to do that. Because after 40, stuff starts breaking down, right?
No. After 40, that's when life starts.
There you go.
That's when things start firing. You know, just living a good life. You know, I look up to my kids. You know, I relate to try to make sure and try to just to lead them and guide them. You know, we're not forcing anything onto our kids and our children, but you know, try to lead a good lifestyle. A healthy eating lifestyle, and just, you know, we don't want to go out, do 1 hour workout and 30 minutes, you know, no, just go out. The days long time ago when we were growing up, you know, salu le fale, you know, salu le vao, sasa le vao, you know, those are all the things, the 30 minutes workouts and so forth. So we try to do that. But when we go to the States, we move out, we go to school or work, career-wise and abroad, you know, we try to do some exercises and try to eat right, try to eat healthy.
Yeah, the problem, I think, too, is just so many of these career paths that you can take, you're sitting in front of a screen, so you're it's very easy to be sedentary and not get out and about, like you said, all the time.
You know, I always say this, and I say this with a lot of respect to all of our to everyone out there and to our community, right? In our community. Working out, exercising, walking is just like breathing. You do not forget to breathe. You don't forget to eat. You don't forget to blink. It's intrinsic. It's innate. It's within us, right? In our DNAs, it's the same concept. You have to kind of like do your best to exercise, to walk. Just get your kids out, go in the park, walk around. Throw a ball, kick a ball. You know, these are the simple things. You don't have to go out and run a marathon and run 30 minutes or do sit-ups. No, just enjoy with your family and just try to do walk around the office. You know, go around the labs, around the building. Come back. You know,
get off your Facebook account, huh?
Yeah. You know, we don't forget to eat, right? Everybody remembers. Oh, I gotta go lunch. Oh, I gotta eat. You know. It's the same thing. We can apply that concept. It works. And 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter.
Right on, man. Well, yeah. Filomena, Stanley,
yes.
It was great talking to you both, and want to wish you all the best. We'll stay in touch. So June 17th, Northern Marianas, and you will both be representing American Samoa, father-daughter tandem in the 1 and 200 meter events.
Thank you very much. Thank you, KHJ. Thank you to all your staff and for giving us time. We wish and we pray for good times and Paktai Lava, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. It's nice meeting you both, and you both sound like real humble, grounded people, and wish you all the best representing the island. Good luck. God bless.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love